Welcome to Torah Timecha HaFtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Vayigash, we read the HaFtorah from Sefer Yecheskel, chapter 37, verses 15 to 28. This passage comes in the middle of one of the most extraordinary chapters in Yecheskel. The psukim preceding our Haftorah is the story of the dry and brittle bones coming to life, a vision or perhaps real event that Yecheskel witnesses. Yet it serves as a profound metaphor for the Jewish people. This vision speaks to their experience in exile, torn from their homeland, impoverished and enslaved in the lowest social strata. They are left processing, perhaps for the first time, the overwhelming loss of their former glory and the weight of their new grim reality. In this moment of despair, the dry bones represent the feeling of spiritual death, of being forgotten by God, of having no hope left. The message from God to them, however, is clear. You will live again. And now we come to our Haftorah. In this passage, Yecheskel is commanded to take two pieces of wood and write inscriptions on them. One piece is to be labeled for Yehuda and Yisrael, his friends, and the other for Yosef, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Yisrael, his friends. Yecheskel is to take these two sticks, one symbolizing Yehuda and the other Ephraim, and join them together into one. And the pasuk continues, they will ask you, the Jews will ask you, they will not understand. What is the symbolism here? What is the meaning of this? Tell them, Hashem says to Yecheskel, tell them I am taking the stick of Yosef, Ephraim, the tribes of Israel, and I am placing on them the wood of Yehuda and making them into one tree, and they will be one in my hand. And then make them see those sticks in your hand together and tell them, so says Hashem, in verse 21, V'daber aleihem ko amar Hashem Elokim, Hine ani lokeach es b'nei Yisrael mibin ha-goyim asher ha-chusham, V'ki batzdi osam misaviv, V'hi v'si osam al admasam. Tell them, so says Hashem, I, behold, will take b'nei Yisrael from between the nations that they have gone, and I will gather them from every quarter and bring them to their own land. Verse 22, Vasisi osam legoy echad ba'aretz, bahare Yisrael, umelach achad yeh lekulam lemelach, velo yiyu od lishnei goyim, velo yechatsu od lishnei mamlachos od. I will make them a single nation in the land, in the hills of Israel, and one king shall be king of them all. Never again shall they be two nations, and never again shall they be divided into two kingdoms. That's what it means. The question that emerges from these psukim is, what was it the Jewish nation did not understand? Wasn't the metaphor self-explanatory? Taking two sticks, writing one Yehuda, one Yisrael, placing them together? Why did this message not resonate immediately with them? It's not that they were incapable of understanding metaphors or symbolic actions. The reason the people could not grasp it was that they lived in a world where the division was so entrenched. The separation between Yehuda and Ephraim had become so permanent that the notion of these two groups becoming one seemed impossible. This was not simply a matter of historical division, but a lived reality, a painful and almost irreversible schism in their world. For them, the idea of unity between these two kingdoms was so beyond their grasp that even the metaphor of the two sticks coming together felt like such an impossible dream. It was actually incomprehensible. This feeling that unity is impossible, even absurd, wasn't just a product of the times they were living in. It is a fact of our life as well, that we feel disconnected from our fellow. we are unable to see past their personalities, viewpoints, and way of life. We sit across from our friends and family, our nation, and we are turned off by their beliefs and opinions. How can we extricate ourselves from this prison of superficiality, from the constraints of the divisions we have built around ourselves? The truth is, this impossibility was felt before. A historical confrontation. A confrontation that was predicted and projected to end in violence, damage, maybe even death. Two powerful warriors facing off, disconnected and worlds apart. In our Parshas Vayigash, Yehuda and Yosef, one an Ivri, one Egyptian, one a viceroy defending the power of the country, and one shielding his brother from captivity, possibly death, each willing to die for his cause. The thick tension was stifling. The soldiers were bracing. The Shvatim were in a feverish state of angry desperation. Two factions, two worlds, about to collide head on, to explode into a political mushroom cloud of death and destruction. And then the words that fixed it all, that somehow dissipated the tension, making it completely irrelevant. Ani Yosef, ha'od avi chai. I am Yosef. Is my father still alive? Ani Yosef. I am not the stranger you think I am. I am your brother. Ha'od avi chai. We share a father we love. Ani Yosef. I am your brother. And with those words, Yosef stops being a viceroy. Yehuda stops being the enemy. They are brothers. It's not that they solved the conflict. It's that it ceased to exist. V'lo yachlu achiv la'anoso so kinev halumi panav. The brothers could not respond to his words of searing truth. And it's much more than that. Ani Yosef. With these powerful words, Yosef wasn't just informing his brothers of his identity. He was reaching across the abyss that had formed between them. A chasm carved by betrayal, jealousy, and years of silent suffering. In that moment, Yosef wasn't just revealing who he was. He was re-establishing a relationship, a connection that transcended all the hurt they had caused each other. His words didn't just tell them the truth. They changed the reality. The past wasn't erased, but the weight of it was lifted, as if the very act of acknowledging their shared brotherhood undid the years of estrangement. In saying, I am Yosef, he was not simply reclaiming his identity. His declaration was not just a revelation of self. It was an invitation to his brothers to let go. Let go of their fear, their shame, and the roles they had come to play. In an instant, the titles faded. He was no longer the powerful viceroy. They were no longer the guilty siblings. They were just brothers. The chasm dissolved not because they had solved the problem, but because they had chosen to see each other, truly see each other for the first time, beneath the layers of hurt and history. And when they saw each other, they saw not just the past, but the possibility of what they could be together. And in that silence, broken only by the words Ani Yosef, something far deeper than reconciliation took place. It was a renewal, a rebirth of what had been lost, not because they were perfect, but because they were together. That is the story of our Parsha, and this is the story of our Haftorah. And indeed, this is the story of our nation. We feel so disconnected, so different. But truly, when we put one piece of wood on top of the other, when we plant ourselves together, We become one tree again. Not only is it not impossible, it's imperative that we bring it to fruition. We are and always have been one tree. We are brothers, Ani Yosef. We share one father, and he is alive, Ha'ud Avichai. The story of Sefer Bereishis Ramban tells us is to be understood as Masa Avos Siman LeBanim. The events in the lives of our fathers is the blueprint of our history. And so this impossibility of unity will occur again. Yechezkel's message then is not just about the restoration of the Jewish people from their exile, but also about a future where divisions, whether political, cultural, or spiritual, are healed and unity is restored. It challenges the people to envision a future that defies all their current understanding, a future where the impossible becomes reality. And for those living in the depths of exile with no hope left, this message was one of so much promise, so much reassurance. No matter how broken or divided you may feel, there is hope for unity, for healing, for renewal, and restoration. We see each ourselves as old and brittle trees spread out far away from each other. The Navi calls to us, as Yosef did to his brothers all those years before, come together. And from your reunification will blossom a glorious future, and you will walk hand in hand with the beauty of a shared humanity in the service of Hashem. May we all have the strength and wisdom to reach across the divides in our own lives and to embrace the possibility of unity as Yosef did with his brothers. And when that happens, as in verse 26 of our Haftorah, V'charati lahem bris shalom, bris olam yeosam, unesatim v'hirbesi osam, v'nasati es mikdashi b'socham le'olam. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish them and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forever. For when we have peace with each other, we will finally and forever be home with Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. May it happen speedily in our times. Thank you for studying together.